Phoenix Books presents
The Kitchen God's Wife by Amy Tan. Whenever my mother talks to me, she begins the conversation as if we were already in the middle of an argument. "Perla, have to go, no choice," my mother said when she phoned last week. After several minutes, I learned the reason for her call. Auntie Helen was inviting the whole family to my cousin Bao Bao's engagement party. The whole family means the Kwongs and the Louis. The Kwongs are Auntie Helen, Uncle Henry, Mary, Frank, and Bao Bao. And these days, the Louis really refer only to my mother and me, since my father is dead, and my brother Samuel lives in New Jersey. We've been known as the whole family for as long as I can remember, even though the Kwongs aren't related to us by blood, just by marriage. Auntie Helen's first husband was my mother's brother, who died long before I was born. And then there's my cousin Bao Bao, whose real name is Roger. Everyone in the family has been calling him Bao Bao ever since he was a baby, which is what Bao Bao means, precious baby. Later we kept calling him that because he was the crybaby who always wailed the minute my aunt and uncle walked in the door, claiming we other kids had been picking on him. And even though he's now 31 years old, we still think of him as Bao Bao, and we're still picking on him. "Bao Bao, how can he have an engagement party?" I said. "This will be his third marriage." "Fourth engagement," my mother said. "Last one he didn't marry, broken off after we already sent a gift." Of course, Helen is not calling it engagement party. She is saying this is a big reunion for Mary. "Mary is coming?" I asked. "Mary and I have a history that goes beyond being cousins. She's married to Doug Chu, who went to medical school with my husband, Phil Brandt, and in fact, she was the one who introduced us to each other 16 years ago. "Mary is coming, husband and children too," my mother said, "flying from Los Angeles next week. No time to get a special discount. Full price tickets, can you imagine?" "Next week," I said, searching for excuses. "It's kind of late notice to change our plans. We're supposed to..." "Auntie Helen already counted you in. Big banquet dinner at Water Dragon Restaurant. 5 tables. If you don't come, she is 1/2 table short." I pictured Auntie Helen, who is already quite short and round, shrinking to the size of a table leg. "Who else is coming?" "Lots of big, important people," my mother answered, saying the word important as if to refer to people she didn't like. "Of course, she is also telling people Bao Bao will be there with his new fiancé." And then everybody asks, "Fiancé? Baba has a new fiancé?" Then Helen, she says, "Oh, I forgot. This is supposed to be a big surprise announcement. Promise not to tell." My mother sniffed. "She lets everyone know that way. So now you have to bring a gift. Also a surprise. Last time, what did you buy?" "For Bao Bao and that college girl? I don't know. Maybe a candy dish." "After they broke up, did he send it back?" "Probably not. I don't remember." "You see, that's how the Kwongs are. This time don't spend so much." 2 days before the dinner, I got another phone call from my mother. "Now it is too late to do anything about it," she said, as if whatever it was were my fault. And then she told me Grandaddy Doo was dead at age 97. This news did come to me as a surprise. I thought she had already died years ago.